It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I'm the Anita of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia is my right-hand lady, sitting in with me, talking about different destinations and tips. Next week's show, we're going to talk a lot about tips and those kind of things.
We are, and I think at this point, I am the and. Yeah. In the name.
Okay, you're that in.
Luckily, we started the year off with quite a few friends, so we're off to a good start.
Well, at least I have one friend who's still hanging around, so that's good. Thank you for that. It's always good to have a friend. Now, today's show, you know, we are going into spring break now, but we're also looking forward to summer travel, and we need to figure out some destinations and figure out where we want to go.
We do. Let's try something new.
Try something new and maybe something that's a little unexpected, especially in some of the destinations that we think that we know.
Right.
Now, I have a good friend, so I have to let you guys know that the guy who's coming on now is a friend of mine. He and I do a lot of travel things together. We actually traveled to Mexico one time together and had a great trip there. And that's Max Hartshorn. So, Max, you are the editor of Go Nomad, which means you are all over the place because you are like a Go Nomad. You're going all the time, all over the place. But your website, GoNomad.com, is a great travel website that you've had going since 2002.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we've started a website way back in the Stone Age, the year 2000, and I got a hold of Go Nomad in the year 2002. But it's been a great ride and given me a chance to see many, many different parts of the world, and I love sharing these things with readers and with listeners. And so I'm all about, you know, the next destination and the last one I went to. And today we want to talk a little bit about the Tualatin Valley of Oregon, which is right near Portland. And I was there about a month ago, and I got to say, it was a real discovery. As you said, let's think of some new places to go.
Exactly.
I think this place really rates.
Well, and you know, I love that you're going to talk about this particular area because people usually think about when they think Oregon, they're thinking Portland. So tell us a little bit about your experience there.
Yeah, well, it's near Portland. It's about 50 miles away from Portland, so it's not that far. But it's in that part of the state. You know, the highlights of Tualatin are many. First of all, it's a great wine-growing area. And as people know, Oregon's Willamette Valley is famous for its wines. But, you know, there's another valley, the Tualatin Valley, which is another part of the state, which also has about 20 or so wineries. So that's one highlight. And, of course, you couldn't talk about Oregon without talking about the great craft beer that they have, which is everywhere, and it's just so delicious. And one of the things they also had in Forest Grove, which is the city in the Tualatin Valley, was a sake manufacturer called Sake One.
Wow.
Really delicious American-made sake.
Well, that's surprising, too, because I would just expect that, you know, there's wineries there that are making wine from grapes and not rice.
It's really a little different, but they make all these different flavors, and they're very bold about it. They've really taken the sake niche and really ran with it and did some exciting things with sake, and they're very excited about it. People in the Tualatin Valley, it's a big agricultural center, so there's lots of raspberries and different berries growing, but it's actually the home of one of the homes of Intel, so the predominant work that people do out there is work for the semiconductor firm Intel, which has a huge outpost in Hillsboro, which is in the Tualatin Valley.
Well, that's very fascinating. But what about outdoor activities? Because I mean, I love all of the eating and the wine and the beer and all of that. But I probably need to break it off a little bit. So are there bike trails, hiking trails? Seems like that would be a very scenic area.
Exactly, yeah. People in Oregon love being fit, and they love riding bikes. And we got a chance to go on the Banks Vernonia State. It's a bike trail, about a 21-mile bike trail through some beautiful forests. And again, you know, Oregon, you do have a little factor. It does rain a little bit, but that's okay. You know, you bring a good raincoat, and you're fine. And most of the time, the rain goes away, and it's beautiful again. But yeah, the biking is neat. It's pretty flat in the whole area. You can ride lots of different places. There's another bikeway, a 50-mile bikeway called the Tualatin Valley Scenic Bikeway, and we're able to rent bikes right on the trail, so that made it really easy to be able to grab our bikes and go.
And would you say this would be very easy for just about anyone with any level of activity? I mean, would it be easy for someone who maybe has a little bit of trouble with riding bikes?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Very smooth riding, and you know, it's on a bike trail, so you don't have to worry about cars and like that. There's also really great hiking in the area. There's some beautiful state parks and hiking. But another thing, you know, if it's raining, and it does rain quite a bit in Oregon, I'd say it's a great day for a museum. And we saw several museums which I thought were really worth mentioning. One of them was just amazing. You know, it's a museum of rocks.
Oh, really?
It doesn't sound that great, but wait till you see the Rice Museum of Rocks and Minerals. Absolutely spectacular display of all the different things that come out of the ground. You wouldn't believe the crystals and the agate and the formations that they've taken out of the earth and put them all into this museum. It's actually a Smithsonian-level museum, and so it's really, really special. And it's all in this big, huge former house that used to be owned by the people that donated all of the minerals and the rocks back in the early days when they decided to get out of the business. They turned it into a museum in 1996.
Well, that sounds really fascinating, and we really love those type places where people can go and they can get a little bit of education while they're being entertained and having a good time. And this Rice Museum of Rocks sounds like a perfect destination for that.
Oh, really fun. And, you know, it's surprising how you don't really think of a museum that's filled with rocks as being that interesting. But when you see, when you go in, you get close up, and they show you some of the designs, it almost looks, Anita, like somebody painted something on the, and it's actually just a natural formation when they cut the rock in half. Also, different sizes of meteorites they have there, and they have some of the gold that was panned in Oregon. And just, it goes on and on. It really was a fascinating look.
Well, it sounds fascinating. You've got me wanting to go there now. Definitely. But now, you haven't mentioned any restaurants. I know you ate some great food while you were there.
Yes, I have to say, you know, that's another thing about Portland. Portland's a great eating city in Oregon in general.
Oh, yes, it is. It's
all kinds of back to the, farm to table is big there. It's a big agricultural state. It's not especially cold, so you get a good long season to grow things. So some of the places that we enjoyed were really a lot were, the Waltz Brewing Company was one of them, one of the different breweries that we went to where we had little snacks at the breweries. And a place called the Yellow Llama, we enjoyed it, which was a Tibetan or Peruvian restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And you don't think about Peruvian food that often, but they have Peruvian food there. And I also really enjoyed the Salam restaurant, which is in Hillsboro, which is a Lebanese and Persian restaurant. So, you know, a little different, a little more ethnic and unexpected, but really tasty.
Well, both of those sound really delicious, and I like the fact that it's, again, something a little unexpected, not what you're not necessarily expecting to find, you know, a Peruvian restaurant in that particular area, but it sounds great,
exactly.
And I love that name.
Yeah, exactly. Now, another thing I want to mention was where we stayed. I got to say, for anybody who's going out to Portland or Seattle or anywhere in those two states, there's a company that runs about 20 or 25 hotels, and it's called McMinimins. And it's really unique. I got to tell you, Anita, you and I have both stayed at many hotels after all of our travels, and we've stayed at Hyatts, we've stayed at Sheratons, we've stayed at all the chains, but this little chain is really, really unique. First of all the rooms are painted different colors, like really crazy colors, like purple and red and brown, and the walls are hand-painted, and every of these McMinimins has either a movie theater or a theater for music, and many of them have breweries, and especially they love hot tubs and large hot tubs. And so that is what you can find at the McMinimins Grand Lodge. You stay at the Grand Lodge, which is in Forest Grove. Again, it's one of about 20 of these McMinimins.
That's fascinating.
But should anybody be going out to the West Coast, you got to find the McMinimins. It's just a real trip, not like nothing you've ever seen.
Well, and see, I love that. Now, Max, tell me, can people go to your website and see some pictures of these different places? Can they check out your website?
They can. Go to GoNomad.com and search for Tualatin Valley or Portland. You can find out about McMinimins and about the places that you could visit in the Tualatin Valley. You know, it's another place I wanted to mention that you were talking about museums and stuff. One of the places we went on our way between Tualatin Valley and Portland was the World of Speed Museum. It's a neat museum. It's all about motorsports, and so it kind of balances out with the rocks, you know.
Yeah,
you got
exactly.
Race cars, motorcycles, all the
and
different
then rocks.
Things owned by a private collector.
Right.
It's just pretty spectacular.
Well, it sounds spectacular, and I want people to go to GoNomad.com and check out all of the pictures of all the things that you did when you were visiting there, as well as seeing some of the other places where you've traveled to. Now, Max, we've come down to the end of this segment, but thank you so very much for coming on and talking with us.
Always a pleasure, Anita, and happy travels to you.
All right, thank you so much. We'll be back in a few moments here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes.